Okay, this one is very exploring next episode 550 of us. Anthropic basically parked Claude in Slack and said, here, be a teammate now. That's the whole vibe, right?
Yeah, and the claim isn't just, there's a bot in Slack. It's that Claude can have a persistent identity in the workspace, get tagged, take on tasks, and keep working in the channel instead of acting like a one-off reply machine. That's a different product shape.
Which, honestly, is the part I'd actually care about if I were running a team. If Slack is where work already lands, then putting the agent there means fewer context jumps and less of that weird handoff dance where someone copies things into a separate tool.
Right. But the article is a little hand-wavy on the mechanics, which is classic launch copy behavior. The hard part is whether Claude is really operating on durable channel context or just reacting to the visible thread plus whatever workspace data it's allowed to see.
Mm-hmm.
And that matters because a persistent seat in Slack sounds magical until you ask what state it actually keeps, who can see what it touched, and how you stop it from becoming a very confident archive search with a nice avatar.
I mean, that's fair. But if you're a product person, the win is obvious. This is the kind of thing people will try because it lives where they already are. You don't have to convince them to adopt a new surface first.
Sure, but adoption is the easy part. The article points to enterprise and team customers, which is the right place to start because you need admin approval, a clear permission boundary, and some story for auditability. Without that, Slack becomes the worst possible place to let an agent wander.
Okay, quick tangent, because this is so us. If we had to name the tiniest possible enterprise feature with the biggest amount of drama, it's definitely, can this bot read the channel? Or is it just pretending tech? That is such an exploring next take.
Yeah, and it's the only question that actually matters. Everything else is branding until you know whether the thing can touch messages, files, and tasks without blurring the boundary between helpful and terrifying.
Exactly. And the article's strongest angle is that Claude Tag is supposed to break work into stages and carry it through, not just answer in place. That's the practical difference between a chat assistant and something a team might actually hand a messy request to.
I buy the direction more than the certainty. It's plausible that a Slack native agent becomes useful fast for coordination-heavy teams, but the article doesn't prove it yet. We've both seen 100 team AI demos that evaporate once you ask about permissions, latency, or who owns the follow-up.
Cody, you say that like you're personally offended by every demo ever made.
I am choosing not to answer that.
No, but seriously. This one feels like it should matter to people who already treat Slack as the company's working memory. If your team lives in threads, a persistent Claude is at least a real product shape, not just another chatbot tucked in a sidebar.
Yeah, that's the cleanest read. It's not the model that's interesting here. It's the placement and the control surface. Anthropic is trying to make Claude feel like part of the workspace without pretending the workspace is suddenly solved.
And that's probably the right level of ambition. Not miracle, just useful enough to be annoying when it's missing. Which for Slack products is basically the whole game.
That's depressingly accurate.
Come on, Cody. That's enough doom for one Wednesday. I'm going to let you keep your permissions boundary and go pretend we're not on episode 550 of Exploring Next.